Merry Christmas, happy holidays, folks. This is going to be the last show before Christmas. May not do one at the same time next week, if at all. So I hope you guys have a great holiday. I hope you enjoy the time with your family. I hope you enjoy the hockey that'll be on TV over the next couple of days. And in the meantime, let's talk hockey. Come on, Weldon, join the show. Oh, wow, that was quick.
Well, you asked me if I was ready.
I guess you were ready, huh?
Yeah. I just came in here and sat down, so.
Man, I love having you on this show. You bring out a different side of me than most people get, so.
I get the awake side?
No, not really. The goofier side, though, yes.
Yeah. So how did you get over the heart attack game last night?
You don't want to know. Oh, you already know.
That was an interesting game.
I mean, yeah. You can probably figure out how I got over it, though, because I stopped posting the score.
Oh, that means you stopped. That means you stopped watching.
That means my butt was asleep.
Jeez, such a lightweight fan. You don't stay up to watch the Cowboys get their butts kicked. You don't stay up to see Harley and Duchesne come up with, a dramatic, get to overtime and then win it in overtime.
It's about freaking time. How about that one?
They have been playing good. You cannot deny that they have been playing good.
No, but it's kind of a switch when you get defensemen at least driving the score to begin with. Like a couple days ago, it was Miro, right?
Yep.
So I mean, to get the game winner, it was
a couple of days before that. It was Essa. So
yeah, see, there you go. And I was just thinking, like, what if the defenseman got a little bit more involved? Was it you I said that to?
Yep.
Yeah, see, there you go. And boom.
See? I'm a wizard. See what happens?
I'm a wizard.
That's it. You're Mr. Wizard. You're that big dude with a beard and the big floppy hat, Thou shall not pass. Whatever movie that was from. What was that, Lord of the Rings?
I don't know. I don't watch that crap. The only thing I've watched with a wizard was Wizard of Oz.
Oh, you're not a Hogwarts guy?
No, not in the slightest.
So,
but, no. I mean, if they can pull some sorcery and beat Nashville tomorrow, that'd be great.
Yeah. Well, Nashville's been playing like crap, so, And it's Duchesne's homecoming, so he's going to have a little chip on his shoulder. So,
is he though?
I think he probably is, considering that he wasn't expected to be being bought out. So,
I hope he comes out of there like his butt's on fire.
Yep,
and just lights him up. I really do. I like that he's here. I feel like he's changed the landscape of the team.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
And I'm not even sure how, but I know that he adds a different element to the team as a whole, and it's crazy.
He's kind of always had this ever since he started playing in the NHL. He's always driving, you know. Yeah. He never gives up on a play. You don't see him take the puck and just flip it in and circle back and go to the net. You know, I mean, last night, I mean, what was it, in the third period when he was trying to score, or second period when he was trying to score, he did like three loops, you know, trying to get away from his guy. And, you know, it's just, he's always driving the play. And he's made Tyler better, you know. This is the best Tyler's played in a couple of years. I know he's been hurt, but, you know, he looks like he's back to being the old Tyler of old. So
that's crazy.
You know.
Matt Duchesne's doing it too.
Yeah. You know, Marchman's playing better. You know, I think they said last night, I think we're one of the only teams in the league that have six or more scores with more than 10 goals.
Wow. What?
Yeah, I think that's what Bruce and Owen were saying last night.
Wow.
You know, by any means, we don't have any guys in the top 20 with points, but, you know, You shut a couple of guys down in Tampa and you pretty much shut their offense down the same way, you know, with Vancouver last night. I mean, JT Miller is one of their big scorers, Quinn Hughes. You know, those guys didn't look very good last night. You know.
I think I'd rather take our lineup over one or two big names any day.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care about 85 goals. I care about wins.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, that I'm not surprised looking at this team that they can make any of the Hughes brothers look I don't want to say what's the word that they use, pedestrian.
Yeah.
I think
wasn't it Quinn Hughes that Duchesne beat last night for the game-winning goal?
Oh, shoot. It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was just looking at
highlight. And, I mean, Quinn is by no means a bad player. I mean, kid's got 42 points already. You know, he's got 9 goals and 33 assists. You know, but they're starting to cool off a little bit. You know.
That's Quinn Hughes, too. That's the lesser of the Hughes, if I remember right.
He's the first one to come up. I think it's Jack, and then I don't remember what the last one's name is.
Who's the one that has the crap ton of hype behind him? Was it Quinn?
Quinn was the big one when he was the first brother that was drafted. Because I think it was Jack was number one, and then I think Quinn was number one. I don't remember where Jack was drafted.
It was later.
No, he was drafted number one also.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, Jack was. Let's see. Where is Quinn drafted?
I don't remember Quinn Hughes having as much hype as Jack did, though.
Quinn was drafted 7th.
Wow.
So maybe it was the other way around. Maybe it was Jack that was the... So...
Nah, well, either way.
But Quinn's the first one, I think, to make captain.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and he's super young, too. So, you know, he'll be captain there for a very, very long time. I mean, he's only 24, so.
Only? God, this podcast is starting to get me a complex.
Yeah, you're getting old.
Why does that hit me so hard every time we talk about it? Golly.
Yeah. And then crazy. Jack Hughes is 22.
22.
Yeah. So the last one, I think it's Luke. Luke Hughes, I think, is the youngest.
Yep. You're right. New Jersey too, right?
Yeah.
So
he went back and played more college and then joined up.
See, I think that's smart.
He's 20.
20?
20.
Holy moly.
And he was a fourth round pick. So that family has had a first round, a fourth round, and a seventh round.
They're all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. I mean, not seventh round, seventh overall. So three boys picked in the top 10. I don't think there's any other family that can say that in hockey.
No, there isn't, is there?
So, because I think the only other three brothers there are, what, the Stahl brothers?
Eric, Jordan, Mark.
And Jordan.
Jordan. Thank you. I was drawing a blank.
Because I think the Suitors are all brothers and uncles and cousins and everything.
Oh, boy. So that's a family and a half, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a big family of hockey right there. So.
Oof. Wonder if you'd ever see, like, a whole family of a hockey team.
Like, of who?
Of a hockey team, like.
Oh.
The Hughes, like, will we ever see them all on one team?
There had been rumors that New Jersey was trying to get Quinn. They were trying to put together a package to send to Vancouver, but I think since he's made captain that it'll never happen.
No, why would they? They got the C on him. That's,
yeah.
That's a heck of an investment.
Now, you might see them all play in the Olympics or the World Cup or, you know, whatever this new thing is they're talking about, you know, which if once they decide whether they're going to do this or not, the Americans are going to have a freaking kick-ass team. Because, I mean, you figure between the Hughes brothers, the Tkachuk brothers, and then all the new hot American goaltenders like, you know, Ottinger. I want to say Demko is a U.S. goaltender. So.
Demko. Didn't we play him last night? Was that him? That dude is a monster.
He is. He is very, very good. Let's see. Where is he from? He is from San Diego, California. So, yes, he's 6'4", 191.
I'm going to do the thing that people say about Texas and go, what in the world would San Diego know about hockey?
Well, it's kind of like Arizona with, you know, Austin Matthews.
Oh, I forgot he was from Arizona.
Yep. Huh. But, I mean, you think about the goalies that's out there right now that are American-born, you know, Ottinger, Demko, Connor Hellebuck, you know. So.
Oof. I would love to have Hellebuck on the Stars.
Yeah. Never been that big on him.
Could you imagine him as a backup to Ottinger, though?
Oh, yeah, as a backup, yeah.
Heck yeah, that's quite the one, too. Dude, oh my. I'm sitting here salivating at the thought. Bye, Wedgwood.
So.
Well, okay, so tomorrow we've got Nashville.
Yep.
You thinking, what can they take from the last game into Nashville to get a win?
They've got to play it the exact same way. They were tight on people. They boxed out very well. You know, they've got to keep that structured game. I haven't watched any of Nashville's games this year, so I don't know, you know, how their players are playing or, you know, who's hot or whatever. But they've got to, you know, they've got to play that same style game. They've got to play that game that they played last night every night. And if they play that, you know, relentless style, because, I mean, that's the most shots that they've had in the first period in a in several games. I mean, they were actually shooting the puck. So
that's unheard of.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be that guy.
So it looks like Philip Forsberg is still, you know, his typical self. You know, he's already got 16 goals. So
holy.
So
that's one guy they gotta watch out for real quick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's kind of always the big guy to watch for, him and Roman Josi. So
Josi. Oh my gosh.
See, now if we could pick and steal a defenseman, that would be who I would pick. If I could, you know, you could go after a goalie, would be Josi, because I've always liked his style of play.
He's something.
He shoots, but he's kind of a stay-at-home guy.
Yeah.
You know. So
that's kind of what the Stars, I feel like, are missing in a way. You know, I mean, they have the stay-at-home guy. And who was it? Hakanpaa, I believe?
Well, they've got Hakanpaa. They got Lindell.
Lindell, too. That's
and Suter. You know, those are your stay-at-home guys. And kind of Hanley.
Hanley. Ooh.
Hanley, I just wish he would shoot more. You know.
Dude, if he shot more, everybody would duck.
I just think he needs to shoot more. You know, Essa the other night, that little, you know, wrister that he did, that shocked me. I was like, holy crap, he shot the puck and he actually scored, you know. So.
That, yeah, it's crazy what they can do when they actually shoot.
Well, what, you know, you miss all the shots that you never take, you know.
Oh.
Isn't that something Wayne Gretzky said? You know, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Did he actually say that? Because I saw that fat check once. Fact checked, that is.
Fat check?
Fat check. I was having trouble swallowing because, yeah, I'm having allergy problems. Sorry.
Yeah.
Fat check.
So.
Skinny check. Yeah, screw it. Body check. Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just, you know. I'm glad to see the D are, you know, starting to shoot a little more and, you know, and doing that.
That's crazy. Just shoot the puck. Look what happens.
Yeah.
How many times have we said that on this show?
A bunch.
We don't know nothing, though. We're just a bunch of fans doing a bunch of fan things.
Yep.
Well, I don't know, man. Nashville. Where are they in the standings? I was going to look that up. And there we go. They're 19-14-0. They're only 5 games above 500.
Yep.
Holy moly. I thought they were better than that.
But they're only 4 points behind us. So tomorrow night is a 4-point game. You know.
Dude, the next few games are going to be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Nashville, St. Louis, Chicago.
Yeah.
Montreal and Colorado. Oh, Colorado.
They can't take Chicago lightly. That's my biggest worry, that, you know, they're going to take Chicago lightly, because Chicago is crap right now. You know, they've won 10 games.
Here's the other side of the coin. What if they invest too much attention into Bedard?
Yeah. Well, you can guarantee that Miro is going to be on the ice every time Bedard steps on the ice.
Oh, that'd be fun.
So
I kind of want to see that now that I think about it. See, you got me all fired up. Look at you. Chicago.
Should be fun.
Dude, I'm kind of scared of Chicago because of Bedard. Just take out the records, man, because Chicago and Dallas, in my eyes, are usually pretty good anyway. But, you know, you add in the X factor. Bedard, you know what? I haven't seen him play. So that's wholeheartedly, absolutely as honest as I can get. I want to see him.
Yeah.
I want to see how the Stars handle him. Gosh. What is this?
Well, I mean, you look how they've handled, you know, McDavid at times. You know, McDavid is definitely not as dominant against Dallas as he is against other teams. And I think a lot of credit to that is Miro, you know, being able to skate with him, mm-hmm. you know. So.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, okay. Well, when you put it that way, Miro can handle him, yeah. But, you know, what if? Oof.
Well, I mean, I think you've got other guys that can skate with Bedard. I mean, I've only seen him play a couple of times, and you know, and it's just been kind of in passing. It's, you know, it's not that big a deal to sit down and watch a Chicago game just to watch him. So,
is he worth all the hype?
I mean, he's a very talented player. He does some stuff that you wouldn't really think of because, you know, he is so young, and then he's playing against guys that are, you know, much older, set in their ways and everything. So, you know, some of these are new tricks to them and everything. So, you know.
Beware of the new kid, huh?
Well, you know, you smash him into the boards a few times and, you know, that's how you calm that problem down. you don't miss your checks on him.
Oh boy. Yikes.
So,
well, that's the thing too. Do the Stars have anybody to put him on his butt besides Hawk and Paw?
The guy's only like 5'9".
Low center of gravity though.
I think Tyler could probably put him on his butt.
Would he do it though?
I think if he's ran into other people, why not?
He still gives me that pretty boy vibe though.
Tyler's not the pretty boy. I mean, he is still the pretty boy, but I don't think he's quite the pretty boy that I don't want to hit anybody, you know, he used to be.
The Canadian Mike Modano.
Yeah.
That's what I think of when I think of Tyler Seguin. I think of a sarcastic dude that doesn't like to hit, but you know, he does what he has to, I guess.
Well, like I said, that's one thing that, you know, Hitchcock did right in that year that he was here, that he got Tyler to be a defensive forward.
Yeah. That's true.
So
we've got, yeah, dang, we got St. Louis too.
I don't think Radek would have a problem putting Bedard on his butt.
Ooh, Radek Fox against Bedard. Yes, please. So, oh man.
So I think we've got plenty of guys that could, you know, plant him on his butt, you know, give him a good check. So, but like, you know, Marchment said, you don't go out of your way to, you know, just to hit somebody, you know. So.
Yeah, true. It's got to be right place, right time, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Ooh.
I just worry about him being quick or something. I don't know. Just a bad feeling about it.
You have a bad feeling about every game. You say that about every single game. Come on.
I do.
Be positive. Yes. Go back and listen to your podcast.
I do. I have positive. I can't be positive. I get something positive, they go back to negative. It drives me crazy.
Well,
it's like watching the Cowboys.
Well, that's just a lost cause.
Oh. But it's the same concept. Give you hope, snatch it away.
Mm-hmm. See, I think I told you in the last podcast that they were going to lose in Buffalo up there, you know, playing the Bills.
Yeah, you did.
I think they're gonna lose again to Miami too.
This is a hockey show, man. Come on now.
Come on, we're talking Dallas teams here. You know, any chance any chance I get to run the Cowboys down, you know, I'll take it. Hey, I'm sitting here looking at recruits that the Longhorns just picked up. What are you talking about?
Oh, geez. Bunch of 4-star kids from what I've seen.
There's a couple of 5-stars in there too.
Oh, are there?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And they've flipped a couple of boys from little brother to, you know, come to Big D. So
there's a guy that I forget who it is. Emmett Smith's kid, I think, is going to A&M. Have you heard about that? That's pretty wild.
Poor kid. He's going to be disappointed.
He grew up in the Dallas Cowboys system, so yeah.
Oh yeah, he saw his dad win here.
He did.
So
that's the last time they won, though.
Yeah, that was the last time they won. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still working on a blog post about that. It's taken me what, 3 weeks now?
Yeah, something like that.
Not even done. But anyways, back to hockey, I guess. Do you realize that the last 5 games, 3 of which, nope, 4 of which have been 1-goal games?
Yep.
That's right there is what I'm talking about, why I don't have confidence in it. Because you beat the snot out of Detroit. You win 5-4 over Ottawa. Lose to St. Louis, and they got them coming up again. And then back-to-back 4-3 games, Seattle and Vancouver.
Yeah. But those last 2 games were also against teams that are up in our, you know, that are up in the division. They're winning teams. Last night, you just beat the team that is winning in the Pacific.
That, and the same that team is, that shut us out 2-0.
That is tied. Yeah, but that was earlier in the season. That is tied with Vegas right now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're tied with Vegas for the lead in the Pacific. Or at least they were.
That's crazy.
Actually, they're ahead of Vegas because they're 22-9 and Vegas is 21-8.
Wow. Didn't Vegas just lose the other night too?
Vegas has lost the last 2 games.
Oh,
and let's see. Vegas has got 5 overtime losses.
Oh, no kidding.
Seattle has 9.
Well, they're going down the Stars path.
Yep.
They're going to have like 15 or more by the time the season's over.
Oh, probably.
Jeez, that's rough. Seattle was fun to watch, too.
Yeah, Seattle's fun to watch. Seattle's a good team. So
it's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a dogfight at what comes out of the West this year for the playoffs. So
care to throw out an early prediction based on trends and whatnot?
How it sets right now is I think who's going to come out of the Pacific: Vancouver, Vegas, and LA.
Oh,
I don't know if LA has yet. As of a couple of nights ago, I think I heard that they were still perfect on the road. I don't know if they've lost yet because they've lost one on the road because they just lost. So
I'm sorry. Did you say perfect on the road?
They were perfect on the road up until like a week ago. I don't know if they've lost yet or not. I'd have to go back and look. Yeah.
I'll do you one better.
Nope. Kraken beat them on the road. Or, well, let's see. The Kraken beat them and didn't say where were they playing at.
Wow.
The Kraken beat them, but I don't know if it was on the road or not. I can't see. They don't show
the Kraken of all teams.
Yeah. The Kraken.
Oh, easy, easy. Let's not get the FBI on our stuff here. I'm joking. No.
They lost in LA, so
to the Queens.
Yeah.
I can't stand LA. I hate San Jose even worse though.
Yeah.
That one's a little personal.
Well, the night that we have our meet and greet with the team is the night that we play the LA Kings.
Oh.
Which is the 16th of January.
Oh, nice.
Which now I'm going to be watching for a particular player from the Kings because I want to get his autograph. And so.
Kopitar?
No.
I feel like you told me who it was. I forgot.
Doughty.
Doughty. Drew Doughty.
I love Drew Doughty. He is the biggest smack talker on the ice. Anything that he is mic'd up in, I love to listen to him because he is just an a-hole on the ice.
So what you're telling me is the man can chirp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So.
Does the Stars have anybody that can chirp like that? I feel like Ben could.
Ben, from the few times that I've heard him mic'd up, but yeah, he can chirp pretty well, too. A lot of players used to say that Roussel could chirp pretty well, but he would chirp to them in French, so they had no idea what he was saying, you know, so he could probably get away with a little bit more crap talking than, you know, most of them. But
that's awesome.
So
I'm going to trash talk you in my native language.
Yeah. Enjoy. Because there's not that many French guys that, you know, that play hockey, so.
That's amazing. I love it. Well, yep. maybe that's what Dallas is missing. More people that trash talk.
I don't know. I mean, since, you know, there's not that many guys that ever get mic'd up from Dallas, you know, in these YouTube videos and stuff like that, so. We don't really know who, you know, who's the smack talker out there. So,
hey, we spoke that into existence, by the way. I'm not sure if it was me and you or me and my other friend, K-Fitz, but we said, please use your YouTube channel a little bit more, and they started.
Oh.
Was it you?
I don't think so.
All right. Never mind. But yeah, that I would like to see that too. I mean, why not do the Dallas Stars mic'd up on their own thing? That'd make it so much more fun.
Yeah, it's I love listening to those because some of those guys just, you know, they're absolute a-holes when, you know, when they're chirping some of these other guys and everything.
I heard a rumor way back when Steve Ott was here. Or maybe somebody else. Somebody said, I'll F your mother.
I know Ott was quite the loud mouth on the ice. So.
I don't know if it was Ott or if somebody said it in their own language. That was way back then, the last time that I heard somebody trash talk. The most I hear people saying is the F word now and again.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you hear that a lot, but.
Catches me off guard because how are you that loud?
Yeah.
Must have made one big mistake. F. Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, every now and then you catch some of the guys that are, you know, they'll skate by a ref and he's, you know, his mic is hot and you catch him with a hot mic and, you know. So,
yeah, there was one ref, I think it was it Wes McCauley?
Probably.
He was getting trash talked and he's like, man, you want to go to the box, dude, or whoever it was. I'll have to get the video and show you because, man, I was going to bring it up anyway because I thought it was funny and I wanted to know if you've seen it.
Oh, and then he asked another guy if he wanted to join him.
Yes, yeah, that's
I've,
the one.
Yes, I've seen that one.
That was so crazy.
Yeah. And it seems like they don't make them too often because I'm looking at them right now, mic'd up NHL. And there's like 3 years ago, a year ago, 2 years ago. Oh, here's mic'd up angry referees and coaches. Oh, that would be interesting to listen to. That was made just 11 days ago.
Uh-oh.
Somebody put up. So.
I would love to hear DeBoer.
Oh, I'm sure DeBoer can probably talk some shit. So, you know.
It doesn't seem like the kind to me. It looks like he just sits there and just grins and bears it. And, like, the vibe I get from him is if you get him in the locker room, that's when he loses it.
Yeah.
Not quite sure, but that's the vibe he gives me when I look at him on the bench.
No, I think he could probably be a little hot-headed.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so Dallas Stars people, if you should happen to hear this, we need some mic'd up or hot mics or something, please. Because I think that would help you reach a younger audience too, because I get sent trash talk videos all the time and mic'd up videos all the time. And even the bad lip reading ones, right?
Oh, I love the bad lip reading ones. They don't do those for hockey. They do those for football.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, give them something to grow the sport. I don't know if it would.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, for crying out loud, you've got the NFL on Nickelodeon to grow the sports. Come on. Do something with hockey.
Yeah. Well, it's even last night. I mean, we had a couple sitting next to us that were actually from Vancouver. And they walked up and I didn't pay much attention to them because they just, you know, sat down. They were talking and everything. And then when Vancouver scored and then we scored again and they did the big, you know, who cares? And they're like, we care. And I turned to her and I was like, oh, Vancouver fans. And she's like, yeah, we're from Vancouver. And I was like, enjoy Dallas. Yeah. Because at that time we were losing, you know. So, and after the game, and they were like, wow, that was a really good game. And so they were like, man, we almost had it. And I was like, yeah. I said, we almost lost it, you know. I said, I was really wanting it to, you know, not go into overtime. I said, and especially not go into a shootout, because I don't know how Wedgwood is in a shootout other than, you know, when he played us that one time and, you know, he was like standing on his head awesome. So I said, but other than that, I said, we don't, you know, this is not our normal goalie. And they're like, oh yeah, well, you know, what happened to Ottinger? And so I was, you know, kind of telling her, I was like, hey, you know, tweet something and now he's, you know, week to week. And she's like, oh, how's this guy playing? And I was like, he's playing freaking awesome. You know, I said, the guys are really playing, you know, well around him and everything. So, you know, I said, I'm comfortable right now. I said, but still, you know, a little leery if, you know, if we go into a shootout, not seeing him, you know, in a shootout before. So.
Oh, for sure.
You know, I know him and Robo have their little shootout fest all the time. So, which that's pretty comical to watch because them two talk a lot of trash to each other. So
Wedgwood and Robo?
Yeah.
Okay. That's something I didn't see coming.
Yeah, and that's been documented on Dallas Stars stuff. You know, it's on Robo's Instagram and it's on Wedgwood's Instagram. And so
I'm gonna have to go look that up.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
So they kind of pick on each other. So, you know, So if he can stop Robo, because, I mean, Robo's just, like, phenomenal in the damn shootout.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if he can stop him, you know, I'm a little more comfortable.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So,
but the other side of that coin is their teammates, so.
Yeah.
Of course he can stop them, I guess.
Well, the thing is, there's a lot of times he doesn't stop him.
Yeah. I love it.
So.
All right, well, let's throw this at you just for the heck of it. Can you give me your top five goals of 2023 since we're nearing the end of the year?
Jeez.
Got you.
Yeah, that one's kind of hard.
Got you. I'm proud of myself for that one.
I would say two of them would be Harley, because that goal that he did last night, that was awesome. And then I don't remember if it was the previous game where he shot it, he got his own rebound and knocked it in all while he's flying by the net.
Oh, I remember that.
That was pretty sweet.
That was sweet. Nearly had my jaw on the floor. How'd you do that?
Yeah. And then let's see.
You can almost pick anyone at Duchesne's. Jeez.
Yeah, Duchesne's or even Rope's diving one last night. This, you know, as he's going through the crease and he's on his belly, as he, you know, he'd already scored, but, you know, so yeah, that would be a hard one to pick. You know, pick the top five. So
okay, let's do this one then. How about top five saves of 2023 from your goalies?
Well, they'd all be Ottinger's. So,
okay, fair enough.
How do you pick a, you know, how do you pick one like that when he's probably already made, you know, 300 saves?
Yeah, true. Okay.
I did not expect to have, like I said, as many guys in our roster right now with 10 points, it'll, you know, or 10 goals. Did not expect that.
No, that's really cool. It tells you everybody's working, right?
Yeah.
But what about if that should happen to dry up? I'll be that guy.
Well, I mean, even if you have a couple of guys that dry up, you know, you're still going to have Pavelski and Robo and Rope.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tyler and Duchesne as your top scorers. You know,
that's crazy. This team is loaded.
Yeah.
To the freaking gills.
Because you've got Pavelski already with 30 points. You've got Tyler with 23. You know, I mean, granted, Dodonov's only got 13, but he's got 7 goals already. You know.
7 goals already. 13 points, you said?
Yep.
So he's 7-6. Hey, I can math.
You've got Robo with 30 points already.
Oh, my.
Rope is at 27 points. So your top line, you know, is 30, 30, and 27.
Holy cow.
And then you've got Marchment with 21 points total. Sagan with 23. And where's Duchesne? Duchesne with 29. You know, so your second line is only a handful of points behind them. You know,
that's crazy.
So
even if some of the offense did dry up, there's no way it all would.
Yeah.
That team. And then you got Bork and Stankoven leading down there in the AHL.
Oh, yeah.
What is going on with this team?
The future is bright.
Got to get your shades, man. Holy cow.
And even the third line, Dadonov with 13 points, he's the low man because Jamie's got 20 and Wyatt's got 21.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
Now you've got, you know, Steele and let's see. Steele has got 8 points. Smith has got 3. Smith needs to pick it up.
Hang on. What?
Steele
has more points?
Yep. And what? And Raddick's only got 6. So you can definitely tell who our shutdown line guys are. You know, they're the guys not scoring a whole lot. So, but your top three lines, you know, 30s, high 20s, and 20s. So.
Dude, those are numbers. Holy moly.
So, you know, we have a very balanced, you know, group of guys. You know, used to be if you could shut the top line down, okay, then you've, you know, pretty much won the game on the Stars. Now yeah. You've got to be able to shut the top three lines down.
I don't know if Nashville can do that.
I don't know of a whole lot of teams that can do that, especially if you get these guys to rolling, you know, and if, you know, the Avengers line can't get it done, then you've got, you know, the Ontario line basically, because everybody there is from Ontario. You know, you've got those guys to worry about. Then if you get them slowed down, you've still got Ben and Johnston and Dadonov to worry about.
True.
You know, so this is a nice problem to have. You know, this is something that Dallas hasn't had in a very, very long time, if ever, you know, where all three, you know, your top nine guys are just cooking right along.
Yeah, so, it's pretty crazy. Basically, what I'm getting out of you is when it comes for their usual late season slump, I don't know if that'll happen.
I don't know if it will. I mean, you might have some guys slow down a little bit or, you know, like I said, heaven forbid if we get anybody hurt. Because, you know, last year we were extremely lucky. We didn't get anybody hurt, you know. Now,
yeah.
Granted, we've got Jake hurt right now, but from everything that I've heard, you know, it's, you know, they're just kind of taking it very slow and it's not as bad as what they thought, but, you know, they're still not saying anything of what it is.
It's probably wise, too.
Yeah.
Never show your weakness.
Yeah.
I mean, and to be fair, goalie is kind of a important position, and, you know, you got to be careful with them.
Yeah.
Just be like, okay, put a Band-Aid on it, rub some dirt on it, get back out.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I mean, it's nice to have Murray there. You know, they've got Poirier down there, you know. So they've actually got some decent, you know, backup, you know, if we need it. I think we're going to see Murray at least one of the Chicago games.
Really?
Yeah.
Chicago.
Yep.
That would be interesting. That'll be really interesting.
I think we'll probably see him whatever the first game is. I don't think we'll see him New Year's Eve. So
I think it'd be awesome if they threw a curveball at everybody and played them both.
No. Nah, because it's still a divisional game. So.
But see, you could have them in the first game against Chicago. They could blow them away and then be like, okay, yeah, we'll just ride with it, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of the thought process I was going off of. Like, What if?
Nah, they're going to need to get him some playing time. You know, he can't be up here just as a backup and a, you know, a practice goalie. He's got to get his, because he was playing pretty well down in Cedar Park.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'd play him the next five games. Shoot.
So I don't know if it's Poirier that, you know, who the other goalie down there was. I'm pretty sure it wasn't Thompson. I don't think they would have brought him to the AHL as quick. So
that's crazy.
But I mean, they're scoring like crazy down in Cedar Park. So
didn't Poirier get a shutout recently too?
I don't know. I don't hardly follow him at all.
I think, don't quote me on this. I'll come back next show, or I'll come back with a blog post or something and fix it if it's wrong. But I think one of the last couple of games, Poirier pitched a shutout.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow.
Let's see.
He's got some lights out goaltenders, if that is the case.
Let me look.
Please. But yeah, I mean, this team is, I would take this team over Connor McDavid's team any day. Because,
oh, the team, I would still take Connor McDavid hands down, but
I mean, no, because you have all these guys in Victory, Green and White, you know, they're willing to work for it. And, you know, Connor McDavid and the like, they're just natural, you know?
Yeah.
I'd rather have a team that would grind you down than just, I don't even know what I'm trying to say, just score from anywhere.
Well, I mean, considering that the last game down in Cedar Park that Maverick Bork scored 4 goals in 1 game.
Hoo-hoo.
They may be outscoring some of their problems. If they have any.
Outscoring some of their problems. That's a good thing to have too.
Well, I mean, you know, we did it for a good portion of the time that Lindy Ruff was here.
I was just about to say that.
So
I actually thought they were going to win the Stanley Cup right around that time too.
Yeah, they had a good thing going there. Why do they not have? There we go.
Oh, I think you found it.
Let's see. So, win, loss. They've had a lot of, geez, they've had a lot of wins and a lot of wins with some big scores.
Nah.
Like, who was it they beat? They beat the Chicago Wolves 5-2.
Whoa.
They beat the Chicago Wolves 8-5.
Whoa, what?
They beat the Griffins 2-0. So that might be the one you're thinking of.
Yeah, I think it is.
Let's see.
If that's Poirier, that's crazy.
Yeah, that was Poirier shutout.
I knew it.
On the 13th.
That's, yeah. Cool. I like it.
Then they lost to the Griffins on the 15th, 4-2. And they lost to Chicago, 6-2. And they got back on track and beat the Griffins again, 4-3 in overtime, 6-2. So and then right now they're getting ready to go play the Manitoba Moose in Manitoba. Ooh, that might be chilly up there.
That's where the Jets play, right? Same yep. arena?
I don't know if it's the same arena. No, that's where do they play? I don't think it's the same arena. I don't remember where they play.
crazy.
So right now, Maverick Bourque is sitting with 26 games. He's got 13 goals, 24 assists.
Playmaker.
Logan's got 14 goals, 21 assists.
Jeez.
Then you've got our other captain, Curtis McKenzie, which I love the guy. He's a very nice guy. Cool dude to talk to. He's sitting with 5 goals, 18 points, or 18 assists. Blue Mel sitting with 12 goals, 10 assists.
Dang.
So, I mean, you've got some guys down there that are, you know, that are putting up some decent numbers. Riley Demineny, he's kind of dropped off. He's 5-7. Camano, 7-4. So, hell, they got Derek Palat that's got 5 goals and 17 assists.
Oh, wow.
You know, and he's a D-man. So,
yeah.
Petrovic is sitting at 10 points. Christian Kyrou is sitting at 8 points. So,
gosh. This team is not short on offense whatsoever in any part of it. No,
there's some guys down there that can score. So,
when it comes trade time, if anything happens, it's either going to be Steele or Smith.
I think it would be Steele and Smith, and then they, then they try to replace some guys down on the lower end, because those are rental guys, you know, pretty much. You know, they're good players, but you know, I don't see them pulling Stankoven and Bourque up here for that.
No,
not for the playoffs.
Huh.
No. Gosh. And like I was telling another guy, I was like, okay, say Steele and Smith and maybe Foxa leave. Say those three that got traded away or not re-signed or whatever, which Foxa would have to be a trade, and mm-hmm. pretty sure he has I don't know if he's got a no movement clause or not. But you know, those would be the guys that I would see that might go somewhere. Yes, he has a modified no trade clause. We have him for two more years. Evgeny Dodonov has a modified no trade clause. So,
I don't think you trade Dodonov though.
Well, I couldn't see trading Radek either. Radek is too good of a defensive forward, you know, shutdown guy. So, you know, so that would leave the question is, okay, say when Bourque and Stankoven come up.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they go? Would you honestly mess with the top three lines right now, considering that all of them are scoring? They've all got good chemistry with their line mates. You know, would you want to mess with that?
No, not a chance.
You know, me, I would look at maybe upgrading the defense a little bit, you know. But I don't know, you know, who you would go out there and go after. I mean, some people have said Tanev out of Calgary or Hanifin out of Calgary, you know. But those are decent. That guy's got a decent-sized contract. I mean, I think he's got a contract of around $4 million, you know.
Wow.
So somebody worth some money would have to be going back the other way.
Uh-huh.
So
then you got the problem of the other team looking at him going, Yeah, no, we don't want that price tag on our books.
Yeah.
So, I mean, none of that is a guarantee at all.
Mm-mm. So it's going to be an interesting, difficult run when it comes time for trade deadline. And who are you willing to give up, you know, to maybe make the team better? You know,
that's kind of that's a quandary there, because who would you give up? Like, the only thing, genuinely, the only thing I can think of is Smith or Steele.
Yeah.
That's it. Because if you trade somebody from the minors down there in Cedar Park, then you lose that piece.
Yep. You know,
and so
unless they're willing to take a guy, you know, like a Riley Deminetti, or, you know, not one of the other, you know, young superstars that are on their way up, you know, because we all know how Neil is about trading draft picks.
Yeah.
You know, because I think it was Owen that said this next year that, I think he said we were down to either 4 or 5 draft picks for the upcoming draft. Oh, and, wow. You know, you don't want to go into, you know, the next draft, because the next 2 draft classes are supposed to be, you know, fairly solid. Now, granted, there's no generational talents in there, you know. Seems like there's a generational talent in every draft. You know, you know, because I thought Connor McDavid was supposed to be a generational talent. Then Austin Matthews was a generational talent. And, you know, now Connor Bedard is a generational talent. So, you know, usually when it's once in a generation, that's only one, not 4 or 5 or 6, you know.
This man is in my head. He just said everything I was about to ask. I love it.
It just annoys me, when these broadcasters and writers get on, you know, using particular words, like, you know, the hot word now is, oh, they're on a heater. You know, heater is something you had in baseball. That was a pitch. That was, you know, oh, he's throwing heaters today, you know. Not the team is on a heater. So, I don't know. That's just
better. My attempt at a smart aleck response would be, you better turn down the thermostat.
Yeah.
Burn your butt.
Yep.
Jeez. A heater in hockey. Yeah, okay. I know that is baseball too.
I'm assuming that means a lot of wins, you know, because we're winning right now. We're on a heater, you know. I always thought that meant we were on a tear, you know.
There you go. That's the word.
On a winning streak, you know.
But the one iffy part of it is the one goal wins.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but you look at it, if they can bang out, you know, and get used to playing these tight one-goal games, that means they can do it in the playoffs.
True.
You know, because you don't always see, I mean, we had a lot of one-goal wins in our playoff run, other than those few games that, you know, Jake got blown out or the other team got blown out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of them were pretty tight, you know, one-goal games, maybe one, you know, 1 or 2 goal differences, but they were all tight games. So
that's one of the reasons why I would take this team over anybody else too, because they grind people out.
Yeah,
they grind them down.
Well, and they're finding different ways to win.
Yeah,
you know, and it's not always just Ben winning it or Sagan winning it or Duchesne, which that's pretty much the case, is Duchesne with his 5 overtime goals, game-winning goals now, something like that, 5 or 6. So
somebody told me that he had the most on the team.
I think right he has the most in the league.
Most in the league?
I think so. So, but
that means we're doing pretty good then.
Yeah. Oh, he is by far the best valued player in the NHL right now. I mean, for his, you know, $3 million cap hit to us, but, you know, you got to wonder if when he goes into Nashville, if they're going to write him a check for, you know, $7 million, you know. Be like, y'all just go ahead and just pay me the rest. You know. So.
Uh-oh.
You know, and that's what I was telling a guy just today on Facebook, you know, and I was like, Duchesne made the comment when he came here that it wasn't about money. He wanted to get in on a team that stood a chance. He wanted to play for a top contending team, and he considered Dallas to be that. So when it comes time to re-sign, or he can be re-signed, you know, will he give that discount, you know, to stay on a, you know, a team like Dallas, or will he chase the money? Because at the way he's playing right now, you know, he's playing like he could easily be making $6, $7, $8 million.
And on the plus side, or on the other side, whatever you want to call it, the other side of the coin, when you look at his social media, he's really embracing Dallas.
Too. Oh, yeah. You know, he's already said he loves it here. His family really, really likes it here. His kids playing on, you know, whatever little youth hockey, you know, he plays in. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure he's, you know, probably made friends with Pavelski's kid, and, you know, because I think it's Nate's the older one. You know, he might be a little bit older, but, you know, he looks like he's having a lot of fun here.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's kind of giving me Yari Lehtinen vibes. Remember when he used to take a discount just to stay here?
Yeah.
Like the way he seems to love Dallas, and it genuinely feels like, from the outside looking in, like a gratitude thing.
Yeah.
Thanks for giving me a chance. Hey, I love it here.
Yeah.
Like, so could we have a Patrick Eves or Yari Lehtinen situation on our hands where he might sign the next, I'm exaggerating on purpose, by the way, 10 years?
Yeah.
At a discount? Like, that would be my number one free agency move as of this season.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, even next year, I mean, it's not a definite that Stankoven or Bork have to come up.
Right. Know?
Because, you know, Bork is going to, I don't know, what's he been down there? 2 years? This is his second full season, I think. But I think even last year he bounced back and forth between here and Idaho, you know. I think he spent a little bit of time in both of them.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's just, yeah, I mean, it's a good problem to have, you know, but I'm going to, you know, like Owen said last night, enjoy him while he's here. You know, enjoy right now, mm-hmm. You know, because we don't know if he will be back next year. We can hope and pray. So, because I was really hoping that Dallas would have made a big push for him before he went to Nashville, you know, when he was trying to get out of Ottawa.
And, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Yeah. You know. I don't see him, even if he signs, him signing much more than probably a 1 year deal, you know, because he is, you know, what is he, 37, 37, 38, something like that, I think. Mm. So, you know, he's not quite as old as, you know, Pavelski, but I don't know. Oh, he's younger than what I thought he was. He's only 32. I thought he was older than that. I thought somebody said that he was like 37. Okay. So, yeah. So, he could probably, if 32, he could sign a, you know, couple of year contract for, you know, discount deals. And so.
I think that would be just as cool as when, I mean, I know we used him as trade bait, it seemed like, but when we had Yager for that little while.
Yeah.
I think it would be that type of power move, for lack of a better way of saying it, if you could keep Duchene. Like, that would be the smartest thing you could do. I mean, he, like we've been saying, we've kind of, like, hammered this point home a million times on the show already. Duchene is one of the best players on the team.
Oh, yeah.
And he's clearly one of the biggest additions in the last few years. If we get it deep in the playoffs, man, it's going to be with him helping you, too. Like, there's no question he's going to play a part in that somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm almost certain it's because you gave him a shot, too.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, I'm going to go work for it. Cool. Crazy.
Yeah. So, you know, and he doesn't seem to have any quit in him. I mean, he seems like he wants to win every single game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and does everything he can, leaves everything, you know, on the ice, you know, to get that win.
That's something the Stars have been lacking, too.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's the perfect example of what I call the killer instinct. I'm sure everybody else on the planet does, too. But when you don't quit.
Yeah.
Get the puck, you go to the net, boom. Like, that's what the Stars have been missing. And I mean, with Duchene in there, like we saw the other night, last night, they have it.
Yeah.
But they got to keep it.
Yep.
Crazy. Please keep Matt Duchene. Please, please, please.
Yeah. Keep him for, you know, at least next couple of years.
At least the next five. I'll throw that out there for the heck of it. What do you think?
Five might be pushing it, but, you know. So, I would go 3 to 5.
What if they made it to the Stanley Cup Finals?
Who knows? If he won his Stanley Cup, he might retire next year.
You know? That's true. That might be what he's playing for at this point. Never know.
So.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. That. Oh. Duchene against Nashville. That's going to be the biggest storyline, right?
Oh, yeah.
How many goals do you think he has tomorrow?
I think he has at least one.
One? Wouldn't it be wild if he was the whole freaking offense for that game?
No, I still want to see everybody scoring.
I mean, you know. Okay, fair enough. I'll go predictions for this game. I'll go another one-goal game. We'll go 3-2. Duchene. We'll go Sagan. They're going to flip-flop. And then I'll say Johnston will be your goal scorer for the Stars. I think they win, too, just off of momentum.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're gonna carry some momentum here, you know, in these next few games, just to, you know, get on a little heater here, you know. And, you know, and start racking up some points. So,
I wish I could get to the sound effects of the show right then. That would be so nice. There's sound effects that I'm looking at. I can't get to them.
Oh.
As you said, heater, a big flame sound effect would have been nice.
Oh, yeah.
Whoosh. That's not how a flame sounds, but, you know. Sound effect guy. I am not. Not even really much of a hockey talker, just a rambler.
Well, even rambling is sometimes fun.
It is. We got some listeners too, so there's that.
Yeah. So yeah, I think tomorrow's. I don't think it'll be a blowout unless you know, they're running a backup goaltender against us for some odd reason, but I don't see them doing that. I see it probably being UC Soros, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Against Wedgwood?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wedgwood's going to go, you know, for a while. So.
God, I hope Jake's okay.
Yeah. You know, at least with it happening, it happened early in the season. You know, he did skate off under his own power and, you know, so that's at least that's the benefit, good part of it, you know. So
wasn't Wedgwood the one that was injured last season?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
So they flip flopped.
Yeah.
This season it's Jake. I worry about Wedgwood taking over and getting hurt too, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to see. Like you said, though, it's a good thing it's early into the season. I'm not going to be a Cowboys fan for the Stars and be like, oh, no, we're done. That stuff drives me nuts on social media. And I am one of those with the Stars. I'm like, I don't know. But deep down, I'm really cheering, you know. Yeah. But I can tell sometimes by the way they look. All they have to do is come out starting fast. That's it. Like, you got Matt Duchene. Come on. All you got to do is just start like your butt's on fire. That's it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So.
Well, what else you got for me, sir?
I think that's about it for tonight. I mean, you know, we've kind of rambled for an hour, you know, touched on, you know, discussed a few players.
So, we've rambled for an hour.
Yeah, well, pretty much. So,
hey, I'm trying to keep it hockey oriented and, you know. This isn't by any means ESPN, so there is that.
No. No, if it was ESPN, you know, it would be a lot worse.
Oh! I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult.
No, well, I'm not too high on ESPN or any of those other shows that aren't, you know, they don't have a lot of great people. They might have some good people that used to play hockey, but you know, they're kind of tools.
I feel like that was a shot at Paul Bissonnette.
No, that was a cruise missile at him.
Oh,
can't stand that guy. Can't stand him. You know, Kevin Weeks kind of gets on my nerves at times. It's like they were, who was it? It was a local channel on the ticket, and they were talking about that they shouldn't have Gretzky on the show. And I'm like, why would you not have the greatest player that, you know, that's ever skated on a hockey show? And they're like, no, he just needs to be. And this is why I hate Bob Sturm. He's like, oh, they should just have Gretzky on like a big surfboard and them just holding him up in the air so we can all admire him. And I'm like, you're an idiot. I'm so glad you don't talk Stars hockey anymore. I wish he would have retired when he made that bet. What was it last year when they were doing the draft? If the Cowboys, you know, picked so-and-so that he would retire, and he reneged on his bet.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah, there's just some of the guys that I just don't like the way they might know hockey, but they come across as fools when they're talking about it.
I wonder what you think of me when you read or listen to my stuff.
Well, I'm on here with you, so, you know, if you sound bad, I sound bad, so
Okay, so it's a team effort.
Yep, it's a team effort to sound like crap, you know. You know, we have our points at just rambling on and, you know, not making a whole lot of sense. And, you know.
We make sense to us.
Yep.
Because, I mean, we're the ones watching the game, so of course we're going to talk about it. I love having you on the show, man. You make my day.
It's fun to make it, you know. At least it's fun, so.
It is. It's a blast.
So.
All right. Well, anyways, I guess, yeah, that's a good place to close. You got predictions for Nashville? What's your score?
4-2.
Nashville or Dallas?
Us.
Dallas?
Dallas.
4-2?
4-2.
Oh, we finally get out of the one-goal games.
I think we get an early lead on them, and we hold it. So
that'd be a nice switch.
Yeah, not having the first goal against us for a while and then chasing the game.
That would be – doesn't it feel like the Stars team from, what was it, the Stanley Cup final year, I believe it was, against Tampa?
Yeah.
Where they couldn't score first to save their life?
Yeah.
It feels like that to me. And, you know, the optimistic side of me goes, okay, well, they made the Stanley Cup finals that year. So.
Yeah. Well, it's like last night that, you know, that Harley goal, that looked like he got pissed. And just like, fine, I'm going to do it myself. You know, kind of like, you know, sometimes when Ben gets that little attitude about him and you just can't get the puck away from him.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes in and scores. So.
Maybe that's what they're missing. Are they missing some attitude?
Oh, I think they've got the attitude. They've just got to, you know, engage it every now and then. So.
Wouldn't that be kind of like fake it till you make it sort of thing?
No. Well, I mean, they're going to get everybody's best game every night because, you know, they were two wins away from, you know, the Stanley Cup finals last year, you know. So, you know, so they're going to get everybody's best game, you know, kind of the same way with Vegas, you know. You're playing the champions. You're going to give them the very best that you can do to see how your team measures up. And
yeah,
I think a lot of people look at Dallas as, you know, a measuring up game, you know. Because we've got a Vezina type goalie when he's not hurt now. We've got a Norris, you know, candidate defenseman. You've got guys that are, you know, red hot at scoring. You've got, you know, good young guys. I mean, Dallas has got the entire package. You know, they've just got to be able to put it together and, you know, and win those games that they've got to win.
Yeah.
You know, they should beat Nashville. They should beat St. Louis. They should beat Chicago. You know. So.
St. Louis hauled off and smacked us around the other night.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say they smacked us around. I mean, that game could have gone either way. You know, that one was one bounce away from, you know, going the Stars' direction. So.
It was crazy, too, because I kind of felt like with all the stuff they had going on, it should have been like a blowout sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like the whole team was shook up that very day or day before, whatever it was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the only big blowouts that they've had has been Vegas, and then they got blown out. Not, well, I wouldn't even say blown out by Tampa, but it was 4-0. You know, but they still haven't lost more than 2 in a row. I mean, so, you know, I'm happy with that. So,
yeah, the losing streak is what I worry about.
Well, you know, I don't mind them losing a game here and there as long as you don't string it into 4, 5, 6 games.
Right.
And you start losing a whole bunch of points, you know, and this year so far, they haven't done that. They haven't lost more than two games in a row. You know, granted, they lost, you know, Tampa and Florida in a row. But then they came back to beat Washington 5-4. Then they lost to Vegas 6-1. But then they came back and beat Detroit 6-3 and Ottawa 5-4, you know, and then lost and then won two in a row. So, you know, I'll take that, you know, hands down any day of the week, you know. So
the only thing consistent about that team is that they like to give you a roller coaster ride.
Yeah. I mean, considering we're at 31 games played right now and we've got 19 wins, you know.
That's not so bad.
So, you know, 31 games played, we've got 42 points. I'll take that.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
We're finding ways to get points in every single game that we can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
it's just like last season in that way.
Yeah. And which, I mean, they've really got to stay on it because there's only 4 points between first and fourth.
That's crazy.
You know, or technically 6 between first through fifth. You know, because Dallas has got 42, Colorado's got 42, Winnipeg's 41, Nashville 38, Arizona 36, St. Louis is at 33, Minnesota 32, Chicago's the only 20, and they've only got 21 points, you know. So.
Yeah, you don't want to look down at Chicago. Yikes.
You know, the Central is, you know, kind of a dogfight right now.
Gonna be fun.
Yeah.
How many games you say we played? 30?
We're at 31. So we're not quite halfway through.
Almost.
Only thing we need to really cut down on is our penalty minutes. Because we are at 237 penalty minutes right now. We are second in the NHL with penalty minutes.
See, now to the untrained eye, that would tell you that they can't keep up. That's my automatic thought.
They just, they take some stupid penalties.
Yeah.
You know.
There's that too.
Penalty kill right now, we're in second place. Power play, we're in 13th. So.
Okay. Power play is average at best.
Yep.
Penalty kill is not afraid of anything. Okay.
No. Shooting percentage, we're in second place. Assist, we're in second, or in fifth. Goals against, we're 12th. Goals for, we're 6th. So, you know, the team is in a good spot. I like where our team is.
Oh, my favorite phrase.
So.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, we do have, let's see. We have 6 guys with at least 10 goals.
Six.
You get Johnston or Harley another goal, and you got 8. They are both set with 9 goals right now.
Hey, look at that basic math.
Yeah. And Harley's got power play goals, shorthanded goal, game-winning goals, you know.
So he can get you in any situation.
And his average time on ice is only 18 minutes.
Holy moly.
Versus Miro that is 25-25, you know. So.
They're getting that lockdown defense thing, aren't they?
Yeah, they're starting to.
Huh. Crazy.
So.
Well, another step in the right direction could be tomorrow.
Yep.
So there's that.
Need another strong game, another 2 points. So.
We'll see. I mean, I can't do anything about it. I'm just talking hockey, so hey.
Yep, we'll sit and watch it on TV tomorrow. And
probably yap at each other, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to start a group chat with me, you, and my other buddy, if it's cool with you guys, and just start yapping with you guys. That would be a whole lot of fun.
Well, you need to get us all on. You need to get us on the same show.
No kidding.
So
I'll have to touch base with both of y'all next week and see when y'all want to do it because of the holiday and whatnot.
Yeah, because I'm off, so.
I could probably do one Tuesday or Monday night. Then I'd have to touch base with K-Fitz, see what he's up to, and then we could do that.
Yeah, that would work. Just let me know.
I shall. All right, man. Well, thank you for your time.
Not a problem. It's always a pleasure.
And thank you guys at BS3 for letting us ramble and talk hockey. It's a lot of fun. Absolutely love my co-host, if you couldn't tell, by the way.
So,
all right.
All right. Well, another win tomorrow night. And then we got Christmas. Wish everybody Merry Christmas. Wish you a Merry Christmas, JJ. Hope you enjoyed your little package I sent you.
Dude, you know what? I'm going to like fanboy out for a second before we close the show. I almost cried. I was like, he sent me an autograph. Did he know what he was doing? I almost cried.
Well, that's good. Let's see. Who did I send you? Duchesne?
Duchesne. Yeah. I love Duchesne. You didn't even know that. Or did you?
Yeah, I think I kind of knew that.
Did you? Well, I wish you would.
You kind of fanboy on him.
Yes, I do. About like Sagan, right?
Yeah.
Wyatt Johnston too. I love that kid.
Yeah, he's gonna be special. So.
Hey, by the way, what do you think about K-Fitz giving me crap about jokingly, by the way, trading Ty Dellandrea just to rile me up? What's your thoughts on that?
I hope they don't.
That'd be stupid.
Yeah, that I think would kind of be dumb. They, you know, he's got to get in there and he's got to win his spot and hold it, you know. And that's what I said, you know, about guys coming up a few years ago. They got to get in there, and when they get that chance, they've got to hold that spot, you know. You know, when Roppe was getting sent back and forth, you know, and having his little problems and everything, then he finally figured it out and held his spot. And now, you know, I can't imagine this team without him. Mm-hmm. So, but anything can happen in the world of, you know, Jim Neal and Mark Janko. So who knows what's going through those men's minds?
I'm not sure I want to know. I probably couldn't handle it.
There would be some questions I would like to ask them, you know. I know I would never get a straight answer, but you know, it would be fun just to ask and, you know, and see what they have to say.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But
maybe we can try. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, I know next week I will be at some practices. So, you know, when the boys are at home, I will be going to a few practices just to kind of watch and see what they're doing and everything. So
I'm so envious of you. I want to go.
So
at least I know I can get some info from you.
Yeah. Yeah. And if I get to talk to anybody, so, you know.
Yes. All right, man. Well, once again, thank you for your time. Thanks for appearing on the show as much as you do.
No.
When I see you go, huh? I'm sorry.
Not a problem. Always enjoy it.
When I see you message me and you're like, do you want to do a show? I'm like, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Just instantly, let's go.
So, all right, man. Well, we will talk to you next week. Have a very Merry Christmas on Monday.
You too, sir. Thanks again. I hope your holiday is just as awesome as you are. You deserve it.
All right. Thank you very much.
You know I love you guys, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.